This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Four more people have been diagnosed in an outbreak of viral pneumonia in Wuhan, China, even as U.S. health officials began screening airline passengers arriving in the country from that area of China. As of Saturday, the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission said the total number of cases stands at 45. Five people are in serious condition, 15 have been discharged. The rest are in stable condition, but two people have died. U.S. health officials have been screening arriving passengers on direct or connecting flights from Wuhan at airports in San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles. Chinese health officials said many of those who became sick worked at or visited a food market in the suburbs of Wuhan. China's President Xi Jinping and Myanmar State Councilor Aung San Suu Kyi signed 33 agreements on Saturday in a bid to speed up infrastructure projects in the Southeast Asian nation. We get more from Reuters' Eimear McCarthy.
The agreements are part of the flagship Belt and Road Initiative, China's vision of new trade routes described as a 21st century Silk Road. Both countries also agreed to speed up the implementation of the China-Myanmar Economic Corridor, a giant infrastructure scheme worth billions of dollars. China and Myanmar have historically had a fraught relationship, but have moved closer since 2017, when Myanmar was internationally condemned for its treatment of minority Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. China has defended the country on the global stage and is viewed as the biggest obstacle to a prosecution of its leaders at an international war crimes tribunal.
That's Reuters' Eimear McCarthy reporting. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.